Hello and welcome to episode 137 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronell and Harv. On this episode, we're going to recap Patrick Cantlay's win at the Zozo Championship. We're going to get ready for Bermuda Championship, the Triangle Trophy. The wooden triangle is going to be handed out this past week. Great trophy, yes. We're going to talk about our weeks. Bronell's prepared a special top five for us, so we're excited about that. But before we get into all of that, we want to say thanks to our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. We're also trying to watch Monday Night Football while taping this.
Well, you are.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Did you just see that play?
I did see that play, a big Allen Robinson 40-yard pass play. it's a golf podcast, though. I'm the worst.
Golf and wrestling.
I'm the worst multitasker on the planet. So if I go long stretches of not saying anything, that's probably what's happening.
Okay, well, there's two other people here, so
we can pick up the slack a little bit. Hopefully you guys can do that. We're also the members of Saskatchewan Podcast Network, presented by Kinexus.
Bingo.
It's also election night
here
in our native province. So Saskatchewan Podcast Network, Saskatchewan election today. Did you guys vote?
I voted, yep.
Yep.
You didn't, right? Because you're living with
your parents. I moved, so full disclosure, I didn't vote this year. So you can reach out to me on social media, call me a loser.
Yeah, you can't complain now.
I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to complain. That's a rule.
No, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard you complain about politics ever.
Probably because I rarely vote.
Yeah.
So yeah, I moved, didn't get a voter card, was too lazy to I pretty much I moved 4 months ago and still haven't changed like an address. I got my mail forwarded to a new PO box and just get my forwarded mail. Haven't bothered to change any of the addresses. So in a year when my mail stops showing up, I guess.
Well, then you just have to change it again.
Yeah.
You gotta change it again.
I'll just keep forwarding it.
Yeah, exactly. Just
keep forwarding it to my old address.
I'd have done the exact same thing.
You guys want to talk about our weeks before we get into the Zozo?
Yeah, the boys got
the band's together back
on
together.
The ice. Yeah, the band's back.
I'm back, baby.
Couple hits got played and
I didn't die.
We were clicking out
full
there.
Full disclosure, Harv had to semi-retire from hockey for a little bit, so
almost 2 full years.
We are a band. We are a line. Mm-hmm. And Bronell and I had to kind of carry the weight for a little while, but we put it back together last week. And frankly, it seemed like no time to pass at all.
Riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually better. You not being around made me a better player. I think. No?
I mean,
what's those looks for?
You scored the same goal that you scored every game that I play with you. Just sitting.
But I'm
back
setting.
Door.
I'm setting more up.
Better playmaker. Absolutely.
Better playmaker. Yep. So we did that. Went for some wings.
That's pretty much all that's going on right now.
That's it.
Indoor golf maybe coming up.
I'm at that. I'm still in that limbo period of I'm not just quite ready.
I'm not super thirsty for it yet.
Yeah, not yet. And
we can still golf this week.
We can still golf. Like the temperature completely turned around.
Yeah.
$50. All you can golf all day.
And a $10 food and drink voucher.
Yeah, but remember last time we were there and you had to order your burger like on hole four so it would be ready when you got there at 9? Yeah.
Do you think a lot of people in the province are going to flock to Elbow this weekend for that?
I think it's probably Friday, isn't it?
It's this Friday, isn't it?
I think it's till November 1st.
Oh, but so Sunday.
Thursday and Friday are the only nice 2 days, I think.
Yeah.
So
and it's borderline. Like it's not.
Well, Friday's a nice day.
Yeah. Could be 15.
So it's almost.
I'd consider it.
Yeah. You would consider it. You consider even just going and hitting balls onto the tarps at your local course. Just like going out walking the course. No, you're not going to do that?
No.
Anything for another round.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone was out there whacking balls. I'm just going to say that.
I know who it is you're talking about. But
yeah. I know many guys at our course that would do that. We did that.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of football. I don't know about you guys. There's nothing else on. I mean, the World Series is on. But.
And like I say, we're still kind of in that limbo period where you're not itching for indoor golf. You're not that desperate just yet.
Yeah.
That's usually mid to late November, I think.
So, good tie-in. One of our friends of the pod, Swing Fitness, Chris Canute.
Yes.
Going to have us over for a little indoor golf one of these weeks, a little live on location pod.
Yep.
And I recently made a bet with him. He's a big Titans fan. I'm a big Steelers fan. So he threw it out there on Twitter. Loser of this game has to wear a Payne Stewart outfit at men's night next year.
Yes.
It's awfully bold. That's him. I'm thinking men's night's going to be a thing.
But. I took it up.
So he has to buy his own.
I was
own.
Thinking about asking for odds, but I didn't know really how to do that.
And it wasn't one of those, the loser is actually the winner, or the winner is actually the loser, where you have to outfit him, right? He has to buy his own outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The odds is two men's night versus one's man.
Yeah, that would have been pretty sick. Pretty heavy. But I'm just so glad I've won the bet, because I actually completely forgot about it until about the third quarter, because I'm just
wow.
I'm a wreck during games. Like,
haven't
complete
noticed.
Wreck.
Haven't noticed.
That's anyone who knows you, that's the most obvious.
I think then he texted me or something, and then I was like, oh yeah, forgot about that. So yeah, I don't know. I don't even think I would have followed through with it if I lost. So
you're just,
I don't know if I could
throw it out there, hey?
Just a member at the course across the street next year.
Can I just give you like $100 instead or something?
But that's what I mean. A lot of those times where you bet someone to have to wear something, you're, even though you won the bet, you're the loser, because you have to actually go out and spend money just for the other guy to wear something stupid.
I'll help. I'll maybe chip in and help him buy it. But I want to see him wear it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And then, yeah, obviously he's got his own little indoor setup, so we might actually have to start going there. We'll do a little live on location, introduce the listeners to Mr. Swing Fitness. Let's see. What else is kind of going on? Oh, hold on a second here. Shit. Couldn't quite get in.
The Rays won probably the most wild game ever.
That was the most ridiculous baseball game I've ever watched.
Yeah, it's an all sports pod this week. Yeah.
I just need
all sports.
The Dodgers to blow this. I need it.
Well, Holmes is going to be all over you.
Well, I'm going to be all over him if they blow it. So
wow.
Now, if we're talking about Dodgers being choke artists and they blow a 3-2 lead, Harv will not stop. Harv will get blocked by Max Homa.
Absolutely. Within like
100%.
Within 37 minutes, like the election ended tonight.
Yeah,
I would have been right, because I said they always joke, and they're going to.
But they got Bueller coming up, so.
No doubt in my mind. In what, game 7?
Yeah, we'll see.
Whenever. Both games if they need it.
So during that game, my ball team had our windup at Ballers Indoor Rec Room in Regina. Indoor batting cages.
Yep.
Apparently, I thought I could go. Obviously, baseball season's been over for 2 months. Thought I could just show up and hit balls in a cage for 4 hours. I will say with absolute certainty that there was no way, even if it was still nice out, that I could have golfed the next day. Like, my whole torso, arms, everything were so sore from hitting balls that it's just like, I don't even think it was worth it.
Man, afterwards. You would have got chirped so hard if you bailed for that reason. But
yeah.
So you just hit balls into a cage for 4 hours?
Like, yeah, so, but,
yeah
it's,
but
it's
like,
but
it's
a
it's
game.
It's like indoor golf.
Like you play,
show it on the TV.
Home run derby, stuff like that. So you can crank up the boost on it so you can hit like 1,000-foot home runs.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's so much fun because you get to hit bombs.
Well, that's just like indoor golf when you like set it so you're on the moon and it goes like...
Yeah. Equally as fun.
Like top golf you're talking? Or indoor?
Indoor golf.
Oh.
You set it so
I haven't
like,
seen those.
Yeah, you're like on the moon and it goes like, I don't know, 4,000 yards or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I did that. That was pretty much my week.
Boost count.
Oh, boost count. Oh, yeah. I could tell a story of...
It's significant this week, isn't it?
Yeah. Not as significant as you might think. Let's see here. 17 again this week. 17 again
right.
This week.
That is just the norm now.
Yeah. 17.
Over 2 beers a day is just normal.
17 and I'm up to 627.
627.
So we'll be...
You got some work to do to get to 800.
Yeah, we were talking about 6 to 7. Now it's 8.
I know, but now it's 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a pretty rough go on.
We're going to hit 100. We're going to hit close to 100 in October.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to talk about your rough go on Friday?
I don't know if I want to talk about Friday night or not.
Okay.
Well, we can move on. We're going to move on for okay. Friday night. Didn't go so hot.
You don't have to tell your story, but it reminded me when you told that of this story. It was Easter and like I had to go to my grandparents like the Saturday morning. We were driving down to their farm and the Friday night I thought I went out and just like partied, but I had like a 40 of rum, I think. And like when I woke up the next morning, there was literally like this much, like an inch or two out of it. And I like barfed all night. Like when I got home, it made no sense. So I don't know if like I drank something else, But like, yeah. I was way too hungover and like up all night puking. And then I looked at the bottle and I was like,
yeah,
this makes no sense.
The humbling. Yeah.
You actually kind of just summarized my night. So in summary, Cliff's Notes version, my wife and I were mixing vodka with AHA, watching a movie, didn't have that many drinks. Fast forward, we're both sharing a toilet bowl.
Wow.
So you did that. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, no,
I guess.
I pushed her out of the way so that I could, and then I kind of like just pushed her back in as she hit her head on the tub. And anyway,
Zozo championship.
It was a wild night. Let's get into Zozo.
Should I play the clip first, or do you want to wait for that? I'll be going to play it right now.
Okay, we're going to play a clip, I guess.
You know who's really good on bent grass? Patrick Cantlay. Take him. No, none of those guys.
Laughed in my face.
Patrick Cantlay. You know who's good on bent grass? Patrick Cantlay.
Probably cost you the week.
But whoa. Yeah. I noticed you cut out all those other guys you said who didn't do very good in this tournament.
Yeah, the classic, if you throw enough shit on the walls, no, you're bound to get some to stick.
I told you to take JT. Want me to pull up the audio? I said JT and Cantlay. That was it.
That was your only two suggestions?
Yep.
All right.
There might have been one other guy, but I can't remember who it was.
And then another
guy. But you were all
over... And then another guy.
You were all over Wolf. You just thought, because he played there so often...
I will, full disclosure, I wasn't the only one. Yeah. I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
I think he got a little cocky. His game was in a really good spot. He said he played there 1,000 of the time. He just choked.
Yeah.
Got too confident.
I mean, it was a weird tournament. Like, the scoring... There was tons of eagles and birdies, obviously, but there seemed to be like some like doubles and triples. Like everybody was making big numbers too.
Yeah, it was very odd to see the different, obviously 23 or 24 under
Phil
wins.
And Tiger made a bunch of doubles and triples, but
it was nice to see them paired together on Sunday, though.
Yeah,
all I wrote struggling. Down for them was Phil sucks, Tiger sucks.
that's
all you ever write down for them.
How like, humbling of an experience was it for Phil this week to just. Win again, 2 for 2 on the Champions Tour, show up and
pretty much
fourth to last.
Shot 78 on Sunday.
Second to last.
He made a pile of birdies on Saturday, though. Like, made like 9 birdies on Saturday.
Yeah. Played well, but you got to put it together for all 4. And it's not 3 rounds like Champions Tour.
And, like, fairways are way tighter, I guess, because he was in. I don't know if he hit a fairway this week.
There was a lot of guys spraying it. Like, watching. Sunday rounds, lots of guys playing from off the fairway. And then the commentators are like, oh, they got to hit a really good shot to the fairway. And then, of course, all the next 6 shots they show all hit the fairway.
Right.
Just the classic, no one can hit the fairway here, or everyone can.
Fun fact, Rory McIlroy set a personal best for most birdies in a tournament.
On Sunday?
Week.
Oh, no.
No.
Sunday he had a...
He made 29 birdies, and that's the most he's ever had.
And Cantlay set a personal record for birdies in a round on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which I thought was odd.
Yeah, what was it, 9? 9 was his personal best, yeah. I think I don't know if he got a 10th
I guess
one.
That's quite a bit.
He shot 61.
He was looking sharp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Told you, man. Bent grass. He owns it.
Bent grass.
But like none of us picked him, so obviously he does good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a telltale sign.
The worst part about
it. If you listen to us for our picks, just whatever one, circle the top 10 guys. Well, chances are we took at least 7 of the top 10 and then picked the other 3.
Yeah.
And he won a Dyson fan.
Yes. We talked about it last year, the ultimate Dyson fan.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about that one.
The worst part about him winning is that now they can't use that Cantlay and Finau stat as good.
Oh, with Pee-wee or Jim.
Just with anybody. Like, they have as many wins as... Yeah. Cantlay and Finau combined.
The worst part of winning is that he won with that cardigan sweater on.
Yeah.
Do you see that thing?
He's a weird
cream knit sweater.
Yeah.
I thought it was super odd. But we were talking about it many times. You think JT and Rahm are in the final group. One of those two is winning.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a given. I didn't see the odds at the start of the final round, but they had to have been high.
Oh, yeah.
That one of those two was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But... Hey, they sputtered a little bit. And
like, Rahm was 5-under through 11. He was playing fine.
Yep.
Then just, petered out.
Yeah, they just petered hit. They hit both of those guys hit some really bad shots.
And then they both missed chances. Like, 17, JT missed that putt.
Mm-hmm.
that would have tied him. And Rahm also missed two coming down the stretch.
Rahm bogeyed the par five.
Yeah.
What was that, 15 or 14? Like, yeah. you can't do that. And then he still wasn't out of it. You thought Rahm in the BMW came from behind. You thought it was going to happen again. And then, he just couldn't hit it on 17 or 18.
He also shanked, completely dead shanked a shot on Thursday.
Oh, that was something.
If he didn't do that,
he made par.
No, he made bogey, I think. Saved bogey.
Oh, I thought they said he saved par.
I think bogey. But yeah.
And then they were showing Tiger go with 90% air or whatever through that tree.
Yeah, they loved showing that
shot. I was trying to understand that clip of him doing that. It still looked like he hit the tree on the way down. Didn't look like he went clean through the tree.
It probably helped him more than anything.
Yeah. It probably was flying over, clipped a branch, and just slightly directed it downward.
Yeah.
So he got one of the 10%.
Another thing about Cantlay, he had never played Sherwood before this week. And he lives like right there.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That course is nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
Like 15 is a nice hole.
Yeah. Lots of things to like about it.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else, Harf? I got Canadians.
Tons of stuff.
Oh, boy.
Rory.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Rory wore a hoodie, but no one cares. Like, Hatton wore a hoodie last week, and everyone was up in arms about it. Rory does it, and no one cares.
Everyone's starting to embrace it. Every time we bring up the hoodie, Bronell brings up, he's doing something right now, but he brings up his player hoodie.
Yeah, they're the
best. It's his most comfortable attire. Oh, getting a beer.
They are the best.
And
he played well in the hoodie. And he played well in the hoodie.
Yeah, he played very well in the
hoodie. What else? I also wrote down Jazz sucks, but he only dropped 3 spots in the world golf ranking.
Oh, he did drop, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one ahead of Corey Connors.
Who finished top 10 this week.
Yep. So that's something.
Jazz, man. And that's the thing is, by playing in these limited field events, he's still accumulating points.
Here's another interesting one I found. It's something about these Asian and Japan tours, man, because this Gun, his name is Gun Cherenkov.
Oh, yeah. I saw him. I was going to take him in DraftKings.
Yeah. He's 160th in the world. This is his first ever PGA Tour event in his life.
And he's 160 in the world.
And he's 160.
Wow.
Man. Just that don't seem right.
No. It makes no sense.
What's
I think Brian Stewart's right behind him.
Who's had some good finishes lately.
Yeah.
What's Zalatoris? Oh, might have to look him up.
He's like top 100 now.
Yeah, he is.
But because of the 3 good finishes.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it makes no sense how this Asian and Japan tour guys, like, don't get me wrong, he is killing it on those tours. Like, he hasn't had worse than a top 10 in like months.
Yeah.
But still, 160th? It makes no sense. What else I wrote right down here? Adam Scott withdrew because of COVID.
Yeah.
And Finau, who came back this week, said it shocked him how much COVID actually affected him.
Yeah, it hammered him. And he played well this week, too. So. Yeah.
And then who withdrew?
I mean, I have
someone withdrew.
Gary Woodland.
Woodland, yeah.
Such a weird
thing.
Didn't
play too many holes.
How can COVID hit Tony Finau hard? Like, pretty good shape guy. But yet, Donnie Trump just breezes right by.
Yeah, just not an issue.
There's an obvious answer to this, but we probably don't have to speak it out loud. And
we're not getting into politics. We've reached the politic quota on this episode with the Saskatchewan election.
It's just a weird thing to me.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Andrew Landry just slipped and fell when he was walking on the cart path there.
Yeah, that was weird.
I wonder if he got any spit on himself when he was doing that.
Probably spit on the ground, slip.
Inside joke. Find our Instagram page from like 2 years ago.
Yeah. And the last thing I have here is, Joel Damon made that putt. And then there was like
That was
fans
cool.
Watching from a house. And he just like screamed, "Are you not entertained?" Like that guy.
That guy gets content.
Top 5 character on tour.
Yeah, he gets content for sure.
Yeah, that's all I had.
They're playing Celine Dion music too. That little crowd,
like the song.
Yes,
the Titanic song.
When I said that's why she'd be in my ultimate foursome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's get out of my head.
They were listening.
My heart will go on.
Ace's birthday.
Canadians, quick.
Oh yeah, those guys.
Yeah, Connor's T8 first top 10 since last year's Zozo.
Loves it.
I was shocked to see that that was his first top 10 in a year.
I was too.
He hasn't played that bad. I mean, maybe he's the new Nick Taylor, just chipping away. Hughes was 41st, Taylor and Hadwin 63. Hadwin's, he's having a tough go right now.
Yeah.
But maybe a little bit of time off will help. Aces, Harf?
I just had one on the Euro Tour, Scott Jamieson.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting because he like didn't even react. Like it was like one hop in and he just kind of like.
Yeah. Probably has 10 now or something. Yeah.
And then they interviewed him after and he just kind of stone faced it to begin with, saying like, well, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to put the ball in the hole in as few shots as possible. And then he finally cracked a smile and laughed about it. But I don't know.
I like it.
I enjoyed it. Yep.
Birthdays, you got some?
Yeah, two. One is Xander Schauffele.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old he is, 27, 26?
Yeah.
And Danielle Kang.
Right. Can't say her age.
No, wouldn't want to.
No. shots of the week. I'm going with Cantlay's shot on 15. Just love that hole so much. All over the stick, just about aced it, and then made the deuce. Probably got him the win.
I'm kind of between two here.
You got Morikawa's written down? That's what was that? That sand shot he hit? Did he hold?
No.
From that terrible lie?
Oh. Don't know what you're talking about.
That was my on mention anyways. Oh,
I have either Nicholas Kolsarts on the Euro Tour.
I'm sure everybody knows the shot you're talking about.
Yeah, everyone knows the one, yeah.
Yeah. You think so? Anyways, he was right behind a tree and he hit like a big cut.
Oh, I saw it.
Right
yep.
around the tree. And or that William Mao flop shot that I sent
right
in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
like I actually that was like a full swing and it just like popped out nice and
it was a very nice shot. I did like Morikawa's shot though, that sand shot. And then they immediately replied to that, PGA Tour did, with his other sand shot earlier this year. Guy's a wizard.
Do you guys like it better when it like jams in the hole or like rolls in just rolls in the hole?
I'm the biggest like, fan of one hop in.
Oh yeah, I like
not
a
jam.
I like a straight jams. Dunk, but like not a jam, but like a hard roll in that hits, the pin and drops down.
No. The best is like it rolls in like a
perfect
putt.
Like a putt. Yeah,
yeah.
But I do like the one hop. One hop in
from
in.
The fairway. Yeah. Like a
yes.
Mm-hmm.
One hop in.
Dunk. The jam in is good when it's like backspin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like when you like rip one back.
Someone on the senior tour
did
that
this
week.
Not when you get saved by the pin.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But like when you rip one back and.
Yeah. Okay. News?
Oh, yeah.
News. We got a pile of news, don't we?
Wow.
Well enough.
Quick hitters.
Well enough.
Rip through them and get to my top five.
I can't wait for this top five.
He's been talking about it all day. Like,
no, I haven't.
There's never been more anticipation for a top five than this.
Yeah. Top five Zed words.
Yeah. Or is it Z? Anyways. Brooks in the news again with that stupid leg press video.
Yeah, I want to hear you. You said you had a rant prepared.
Oh, wait. What was my rant for?
Is it not going to 90 degrees?
Yeah. He was cheating.
Yeah.
And then he was also locking out his legs. Like, just... And I mean, this is no fitness specimen here.
Yeah.
But... I think like everyone knows that.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. It wasn't a legitimate leg press. No. I mean, granted, he was lifting a lot of weight, but by no means was it legitimate.
Yeah, and I mean, like, who cares? Like, why are you posting that? Like, I'm just sick of it. I'm over that guy. I hate him.
Oh, wait, we know that.
Like, yeah.
You're I fully would, out. Years,
I would right? not walk across the street to piss on him if he was on fire.
I think you actually have a list of people that you've said that about.
Yeah.
It grows every day.
Yeah, every day.
20, 30 more years, it's going to be the whole world.
Yeah.
That's generous for you.
What
years.
Did Gail at co-op do to you yesterday? Yeah. All right, next.
Next.
Sam Triplett. Guy is on fire on the Outlaw Tour.
Oh, yes.
Last 12 starts, he has 3 wins, 2 seconds. And 10 top nines in 12 starts. And 6 sub-65 rounds.
Oof. Do we know what the two outliers are? Probably like a 12th and 15th.
Yeah, didn't see that, but he doesn't wear the same hat as his dad, so
can we like him? So there's a win.
Nah, I can like him.
No bucket hat.
Next.
Next. Sergio making his pro tennis debut.
This weekend. Was an interesting one.
Doubles, though, so.
Oh, yeah, so that's count. I didn't see the doubles part. Now. Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't even think that counts.
No.
Like mixed doubles or men's doubles?
Men's doubles.
Still doesn't count.
No.
HEB Pro Tennis Open.
All right. Next.
Yeah. Just a quick that's one. That's
it, eh? I'm just like, do we want to talk about if we think he's going to be good at it? Probably not. I don't even know. What is the HEB part? Like, I don't even know. Are there tennis? Like, is there a AAA tennis? Is there a single A, double A?
Yeah,
no idea.
I assume
it's not.
Is
there a Japan tour where you can get a bunch of world ranks points?
Yeah,
exactly.
Is it the Outlaw Tour?
The Outlaw Tour of tennis? I wouldn't think it's like a pro event. Well, I mean, Federer's not there. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I don't know. Bryan brothers aren't there.
I don't know if I'd want to play men's doubles like against pros, even if I was very good at tennis.
Yeah,
like, unless my partner was really good.
Was he playing with Nadal?
No.
On clay? Just stand in the corner.
Yeah,
try not to get hit in the back of the head with my serve and then run off
right
the court.
Up against the net.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. So no ball can hit you. Okay, next. Let's move on. Phil Mickelson in the news. He's considering not playing the Houston Open because there's fans there, and he thinks that's a little risky.
Pre-Masters COVID. I actually think that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to let the big names play the Masters regardless, but...
Yeah, but like, what happens if you play in the Houston Open and miss the Masters because of COVID?
They're not going to.
How upset Here's would
the
you thing.
Be? The big names aren't going to be missing.
You oh, I see, what you're just gonna... I see what you're saying. The tests won't come out until after the Masters. Yeah.
Well, there's no fans at the Masters, so yeah. I don't know. Like, why even say anything? Like, just like, why talk about it 2 weeks in advance?
Yeah.
Just say he wants to rest up for the Masters, too. You don't have to say that it's COVID-related.
Yeah. Is his angle to try to get the fans out of there so then he can play in it?
Because
they're not going to do that.
Just wants to see how much pull he has.
Yeah,
or just go like, win a champions event. Get your,
warm up there. Go to Augusta a week early.
Yeah. Next,
European Tour, Italian Open, Ross McGowan wins.
Rose?
No.
Ross. Maybe.
I watched quite a bit of this actually.
First win in 11 years.
Yeah, I love when those stories happen.
Yeah, those are.
They're almost cooler than first time wins.
Distance between wins?
Yeah.
You like better than first time?
When it's that long?
Like, what's the number of length?
Like, over 10 years.
Over 10 years?
Over 10 years, and you respect it. It catches your eye.
Like, in general, or is it over 10, but they grinded for 10, didn't lose their card, and then won again? Or is it like they fall, like, Brennan Todd style?
Well, the Todd one is more impressive, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Todd story. I'll give you that. I don't mind the...
Yeah.
The... Sticking with it. Or what about a guy winning for the first time after 12 years on tour?
That's big too, yeah.
Yeah.
They're both
Didn't
cool.
even have the one to get them started.
Yep.
Kind of interesting with a little bit of a local feel. Matt Wallace had to re-hit a shot because he hit a power line.
Right.
And that is a issue at our local golf course.
Just on the one hole, but yeah.
Yeah, but.
It's not like we got power lines all over. So the listeners know.
What are these guys playing? And the trophy is just like a shitty old jug. Like, it's terrible.
Mm.
Like, it's something you just...
It's no Zozo.
Yeah. It's terrible. Next.
I had a good point about that tournament, but now I forgot it, so sorry. Next.
Okay.
What a heater of an episode.
Yeah. Champions Tour. Well, he's just so focused on that top five. Champions Tour, no tournament. Korn Ferry, no tournament. LPGA Drive On Championship. Allie McDonald gets her first win. And in her speech, her first sentence was, "Jesus Christ is amazing."
Nice.
So
good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
But she's like a full-on, like...
This is, are you looking for
religion
next year?
Can do miracles type religious
okay.
person.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
So one of those. She's also type 1 diabetic. So.
Real feel good story then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Certainly next.
Yeah.
We're all sports golf pod today, but we ain't getting into religion. We already talked about politics. We've touched on enough.
You guys want to talk about money next?
Let's talk about money.
Bryson
out
had a 400 yard carry with a driver,
and it wasn't even the long one.
No, just as regular,
insane
bad boy.
Do you think it'll be more of a story if he sucks shit at Augusta or if he wins Augusta? Because it might be more
shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everyone thinks, like, I don't know. If he's not the favorite, he's going to be the second favorite.
Behind who?
DJ, maybe?
Brooks?
F that guy.
Yeah, I think.
But seriously.
I think it's. Oof. Betting favorites. We're handicapping the Masters already.
Xander might be the betting favorite.
We gotta save this for another pod.
Yeah.
But then again, we're getting too close. But we'll see. Next I mean, week, the odds are already out there. We could just look, but we're not about that research stuff.
I just want him to suck.
Yes, so I would
I want him to suck.
I kind of lean the other way. I want him to just destroy.
No.
Just completely break it.
No. No.
Just one time. Just to see the complete overreaction.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see that? Don't you just want to see chaos?
Like a Tiger win, like win by 10?
Yes. In this day and age, to win the Masters by 10 would be absolute chaos.
I mean, it's not even possible.
I don't think so either. The guys are too good, but yeah. I'd love to see it.
Anyways, next.
Next.
Speaking of the Masters, they released another hype video today.
Is that what that was?
I don't know. Open the gates or something. Let all the fans in.
I mean, I can get kind of excited for it, but like, there was next to no production value in that. They took the sign out, they put it up, and they opened the gates.
They just
and everyone's
the
losing their mind
to open.
Yeah, yeah, and Barstool posts goosebumps. That was the caption for it.
Yeah, that's not what I had.
What was your caption? Meh.
Yes. I don't even know if I was too lazy.
Where's
to even
the rest of
type
this?
The three letters? Yeah. All right, next.
Oh, well, just kind of following up on that. The champion dinner is going to happen. It's going to be downstairs instead of upstairs.
Okay.
And the reason for that is so they can all be sitting 6 feet apart.
They needed a bigger area.
Yeah. They're still not sure if the par three tournament's going to happen.
Okay.
Which, why would you do it if you can't have like...
The whole point of it is the atmosphere of the fans.
Yeah, and just like even like the with inside the ropes people, like the random caddy who gets a shot and
it's not the same.
Unless cancel it.
Yeah.
You have to cancel that.
Yeah, have to.
Next.
Next.
Last one. Well, got a couple other things here, but that video I posted, that guy who's an NCAA golfer at Oklahoma who golfs cross-handed.
Yes.
Just like insane. the guy
that we saw at the driver range.
Same person.
A couple years ago.
I bet you didn't think you were standing on the range next to an NCAA athlete.
But that guy is very good.
Yeah. And like when they broke down a swing in that video, it all made sense.
Mm-hmm. Just hands are in the opposite position.
Like
you're going to have guys doing the Bryson swing with
cross-handed
soon.
I just think like, how did you get started doing that?
Yeah.
Like you had to you never made the switch.
Fucked around one day, hit a couple shots and said.
When you were like four?
And it worked out.
Yeah, I think it goes two ways. I think you're either in complete dire straits. You're like, I got to try anything. Let me try cross-handed. Or yeah, you just start that way. Or something, he hurt his wrist and started playing that way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just thinking like when I started golfing, if like I picked it up cross-handed, like I'm pretty sure my dad would like slap me in the back of the head.
Yeah,
and hold
wrong,
the club right.
Wrong.
That's what I was been doing this last summer. Yeah, yeah. Not so much smacking, but
I actually was there with you that one
kicking,
time.
Yeah, punching.
Was that the day you made your kid ride home in the back of the truck bed? Because I think I figured out what he did in order for me to see him sitting back there.
But yeah, like you must be hurting to go to that. Like those guys that putt opposite handed. Like, how do you get to that point? You just miss a pile of putts in a row.
Oh, you mean like left hand golf, right and putt? You don't mean like left hand low, like Spieth or anything?
No, no, like golf right handed and putt left handed. Like, there's lots of those guys out there.
My cousin does that. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing you ever see.
I don't get it.
Nope.
Is that it for news?
Well, I just, there was that our indoor golf we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Halloween, they said you can dress up, golf, and win prizes.
Right.
And then,
what would you wear?
Well, Golf Digest stole my idea.
We talked about this like earlier in the week.
Yes. Like, I think it was like last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was going to, like, you wear like a werewolf costume, and you have like a name tag that says Matt on it, or Matthew, for Matt Wolf.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's the first, like, I thought I was like the cleverest guy in the world. Like, I'm going to sit on this.
You thought you reinvented the wheel.
I'm going to sit on this till Monday and just blow these guys' minds with my idea here. And then, nope, thanks a lot, Golf Digest. You just ruined it.
I enjoyed their Barista Phil idea, too. That'd be a good costume.
Yeah. Barista Phil was a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, if you were to do that, you have to do something that you can golf in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not going as Frankenstein.
No. You're not going as a ghost, having that sheet hanging all around it.
Well, you cut armholes in it for the when you hit.
I guess. Of course.
I'd probably just wear my moose hat. Just be a moose.
That might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
What would you be?
What would I be?
Stop watching this awful football game.
It's over now. It's officially over.
Okay, good.
What would I be for Halloween? Golf-related Halloween?
No, it doesn't have to be golf-related. Just what would you wear to an indoor golf?
It goes to golf
Halloween party.
Like old-timey golfer.
Like you're probably just throwing on a hockey jersey, hey?
Yeah, a Boston Bruins hockey jersey. I'll be Happy Gilmore. Yeah. That's it.
You wear
easy.
Or the Montreal Canadiens sweater that he wears, too. Yeah. It doesn't have a logo
probably,
on
probably
it.
Not that one. I would. I think I'm going to go with, I would wear a Boston Bruins one.
Yeah.
That's a good
goofy
one.
Pants and a fat ass.
Should see my neighbor, the accountant.
Huge ass. Next.
I just had that video of that guy hitting that stinger and there being a hockey net and a goalie.
Hole in one trick shots.
Yeah, find that tweet.
Yeah.
Like yeah, that was a cool one.
That goalie has to have that.
Oh, yeah.
He has to.
He's yanked if he lets that up.
Low blockers, though. Low blocker. It's impossible. Can we also just, since we're on the social media thing, talk about, what is it, fairway trouts? What's this one called? Turf Trouts? Your new social media
something
account?
Trouts.
Why can't I remember it?
Lawn Trouts.
Lawn Trouts. Bingo. Bingo.
Lawn Trouts. Go follow that on social media because all it is just taking giant pelts out of fairways and catching them or holding them
and
up.
And then holding them up like a fish.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Lawn We're doing that next
Find
year.
It.
Well, you could probably send them a few videos of me just taking gigantic divots.
Yeah, I'll take that one on. We took a few last year.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Yep.
We'll send one to him.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Let's
get to this top five.
Sitting on my hands in
anticipation. It's not that great.
Football game's over. You have my full engagement.
All right.
Top five Mondays.
We've talked about
top
this.
Top five Mondays.
We've talked about this subject a lot off the pod, but not really much on the pod. So I was eating and drinking the other day. And I thought, we haven't done a top five food-related top five in a while.
Oh, boy.
So we're going with top five bad foods that wreck otherwise good foods.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I think Harv probably knows where I'm going with this a little bit, but number five, pulp in orange juice.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You're thinking on this one. I love it.
I mean,
love
it's not really great food, start. But this is the one that got me thinking on it because I had some pulpy orange juice the other day.
Wrecks it. Oof. I can tolerate some pulp. If you get Tropicana, there's some pulp, no pulp.
Right.
I can tolerate some pulp, but I
prefer
a no pulp.
What about that Simply Orange that has lots of pulp? Is the description.
Who wants to chew their orange juice?
Like lots, like LOTSA? Lotsa?
I don't know if it's like that, but. Like, it's always fully stocked, so no one's buying it.
Yeah, I love this top five. I love it.
I already know what number one is. If it isn't, I'm going to tell you what it should be. So
my wheels are turning now to think of foods that get wrecked. With
number four,
things.
Sour cream on pierogies.
Knew you were going to troll me with that one.
Huge ranch guy over here. Huge.
Knew it. Nope, absolutely not. Ranch is not better on pierogies than sour cream.
Sour cream just doesn't have any flavor.
Well, you put pepper on it too, and like the butter.
Yeah.
Nope.
This is.
I knew you two.
One of his
sour cream
is momentous trolls.
Yeah.
Is the ranch guy.
Number three, we can all agree on this one, I'm pretty sure. Raisins in cinnamon rolls or cinnamon buns or any treats whatsoever.
Yes.
Yes.
No
stupidest
point.
Thing ever.
Although I can tolerate oatmeal raisin cookie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't mind an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Okay.
But like,
that's the only time that they're tolerable.
Cinnamon buns with raisins, disgusting.
Or the
butter tarts, disgusting.
Yeah.
Or the red box of raisins. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Plain raisins are fine to eat.
Yeah.
What but about like, the chocolate covered ones? Like glossettes?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Glossettes. You can get me into those.
Chocolate covered anything.
Or like in like trail mix.
Specifically cinnamon buns or tarts. There's no point of putting raisins in there. They are fine the way they are.
Yep.
Or like cinnamon raisin bagels or stuff.
They don't add anything.
Premise. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. They don't add anything. And no. I just don't want that texture in what I'm eating.
Not at all.
Now, raisin bran, on the other hand, I don't mind a crunch with a little, get a raisin here and there.
Yeah. Raisin bran is a top five cereal.
It's underrated.
Underrated.
Raisins are fucked, hey? Why are they good in some things and so bad in others?
Yeah. It's like when they're like, especially when they're like warm. They're way worse when they're like warm.
Yeah, they need to be rock hard almost.
Yeah, like you got to
chew
them up.
You got to work on them.
Yep.
All right.
This might have saved the pod.
Maddie,
I don't know.
I was trying to think of what Maddie B's top five for this would be. Like onions? Like what?
Onions and everything?
Yeah. They're all just onions in different foods. Yeah.
Onions on pizza, onions on sandwich, onions on a hot dog.
All right, number two, olives on nachos or olives on anything, I guess.
Yeah, olives.
But mainly on nachos.
That's a cop out though, because olives are just an all-time bad food.
Yeah, but they wreck them.
Wreck nachos.
It still completely boggles my mind that olives are an option at Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually they have both green and black.
Yes.
And why? And how old are they? Yeah. Even if you wanted to have them on there, how old are they? There's no way that they're replacing them.
I don't even
them.
Like when like one like trickles into the pickles or something. That bothers me.
And like they don't even put it on your sub, but just that it's touched all the pickles.
Or they do, and then they pick it off.
Yeah, I'm going to need
I'm
you to remake
that. About
that
bite. Now I'm worried about that bite.
You just accidentally drop your sub on the way out.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a
new one. Yeah, I'm going to need a new one. I have seen a guy.
Butterfingers.
I did go to a guy at Subway once that did get black olives on his sub. Can't remember who it is.
Oh,
I'd call him out if I can
remember.
I've
seen people, yeah.
There's a lot of psychopaths.
Imagine getting both on there.
I like this one.
Just head straight to jail.
Turn yourself in because you're probably murdering someone at some point in your life because you're a nut job.
Number one, most obvious thing ever.
Pineapples
on pizza.
Yeah.
The worst.
That's not even close.
And Harv loves it.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I don't order it all the time, but if someone orders it, I'll absolutely eat it.
Tons of people like it. Like, it's probably what a 50-50 split. Maybe 60-40 for no pineapple.
No, I probably shouldn't tell a story. I'll tell it off the pod, but
smart. Yeah, if you're going to start with that, it's best to just leave it off.
So here's the half of it. When you're like a little waste, like drunk, ham pineapple pizza is amazing.
Huh. Yeah, I just can't get over the texture.
But here's what should have been your number one, guacamole on any sort of taco.
No. The best.
Yeah.
Just slime.
This is why it's my top five, and I'm loving every minute of it.
What were
your honorable mentions?
None.
I have so many different ones that I can't even, like, I'm paralysis by analysis right now. Can't even think of them.
I got no on mentions.
I can't even think of the ones that I don't like.
What, because there's so many.
So many.
Well, like, I hate when people put, like, fruit in salads.
Oh, I like
I don't
that.
Mind that.
I like
strawberries
it.
And, like, a...
Yep.
Does your family ever do the cream corn on mashed potatoes?
I used to do that a long time ago.
I do that.
That's disgusting.
No, it isn't.
I mean, this
is surprisingly not.
I don't think this technically qualifies.
Peas on my mashed potatoes too.
Ooh, peas almost made my top five. I hate peas.
Like this didn't. This didn't. I don't think that qualifies because that's like combining two foods as compared to mixing something. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun one though.
That was a really fun one. Let's get into picks.
Yeah.
Wrap the tie a little bow on this thing.
Get that. Guy's hot. Pick recap. Two in a row. Zozo Championship. Bronel won his second week. He's at 4 points. He had John Rahm, second. Cameron Champ, eighth. Patrick Reed, 14th for an 8 average.
That's good.
Limited field, but still pretty solid.
I think you take it.
It was over Friday at 2 p.m. We could have done this pod on Saturday.
Yeah, it was limited field, but he wasn't relinquishing that lead.
Nope. You guys both had a dud.
Yep. I got second. I had Lonto Griffin, 11th. Rory McIlroy, 17th. Tyrrell Hatton, 28th for a 19 average.
Wow. That's a big spread, yep.
I didn't think Lonto dropped all the way to 11th either.
Yep.
Hatton dropped
from
6th to 28th on the weekend.
Oh, Hatton right. He wasn't the first round leader. He was like top three after the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was second.
Yeah. Second, yeah.
Him and Rory like switched spots for you pretty much. Yeah.
Matty B got third. He had Cam Smith. No.
Cam.
Cam Mannequin Smith. Boy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Fourth. Xander, 17th. Matt Wolf, 50th for a 24 average. And Randy.
Wolf cost you. What were his other ones? 4 and 17?
Yeah.
So if you had JT or Cantlay, he wins probably.
No.
4 and 17, that's 20. That's 7. What did you say were my two?
4, 17, and like 50. Yeah. If you had
four,
one of.
Yeah, 4, 17, and 1.
Yeah. You 22. Were ever going to take them that's instead 7. Of Wolf, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If you would have had Cantlay, you would have won the week.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Instead of Wolf.
Yes. But
and
I wouldn't have
Randy
taken him instead of Wolf.
Got last. He had Alex Noren, 17th, Harris English, 28th, and Adam Hadwin, 63rd for 36 average.
All right.
The standings are Harv, 10, Bronel, 4, Randy, 2, Matty B, 0.
Never say never, Justin Bieber.
Two this week, two next week, and then 4 for the Masters. So he could get right back in this thing a couple weeks.
That's true.
Well, that and the fact there's 5.5 months left in the season.
Yeah. It's a super season.
Yeah, we've
I got a lot of time.
They've all been two. Oh, no, there's a major in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's get to this week.
Yeah, there's like 40 tournaments left.
Yeah.
Bermuda.
So this one would normally be worth 1 point, but it's. It's a main event now, even though the field is a little less than
was this
stellar.
An
not ideal.
Though last year,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
yep. It's at Port Royal Golf Course. It's a par 71, only 6,800 yards.
Hot toddy.
Hey, defending champ. Worse odds than Zalatoris. Okay, is it Zalatoris or Zalatoris?
It's Zalatoris.
Zalatoris. Okay.
I don't mind Zalatoris. I don't mind it.
Zalatoris.
Don't mind it. Zalatoris.
Celeste. Mulva.
He is second to Todd on DraftKings, though.
Todd's the number one.
Here's a fun fact. Omar Oresti is the 9th alternate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Need a quick COVID wave down there.
Can you imagine if the guy wins the PGA, the PGA senior tournament and then he's in a PGA tournament?
Yeah.
3 weeks later.
Four Canadians, Dillette, Gliggs, Hearn, Sloan. Come on, boys. This is the week.
This is the one.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Picks.
All right, you're first.
I'm first. I'm going to do something different this week.
No!
And take Justin Suh.
Something different. Did
I
you have him on your list?
Down.
Finally, I stole somebody else's pick. Top 25 in his last three PGA starts.
I know. That's why I wrote him down.
Okay.
So just take your boy then.
I am going to take my boy, Henrik Norlander.
Right, your other boy, yeah.
You guys are going all the way down there already? Well, if ever there was a chance, I might as well take the guy that has won this tournament. Before? Twice?
Once.
Second year ever of this tournament.
Oh, okay.
Taking Todd.
Hot Toddy, yeah. Got to take him.
Yep. I mean, he hasn't been playing great lately. His irons haven't been super, but...
Well, I mean, he hasn't not been playing great. He was 23rd at the U.S. Open.
Yeah. All right, my next pick.
I'll just ignore that stat and move on.
Yeah. Can't decide which putting whiz I'm going to take. Malnati or McCarthy. Tried McCarthy last time. I'm going to go Malnati this time.
Yes, perfect.
Second at the Sanderson and T5 at the Shriners, leading the tour in strokes gained putting. Peter Malnati.
Wow. Now I guess I get my guy.
Who? Mulva.
Will Zalatoris.
Ah, okay. Perfect.
You always take him.
I want Denny.
You want Denny?
Denny, Denny. If there's anyone that is a Matty B guy, it's Denny McCarthy.
Love Denny McCarthy.
Nice. My third pick, I'm going with a guy that's going to be riding so high this week that he's just going to dominate this tournament. Max Homa. After the Dodgers win the World Series on Tuesday or Wednesday, he is going to just be...
They better win because I'm a cyber bully, that guy. If they lose.
Got it on tape. We got it on tape.
Cut that out.
He hasn't been playing great lately, by the way. But
yeah, that's fair.
I had to get that in there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
He might be riding high.
Or he might be hungover.
Yeah.
All right, Harv, where are you headed?
I don't usually pick too many Canadians, so I'll change it up. Michael Glick.
Nice. He was hot last time out.
I like that. All right, last one for me. Don't know why, but this guy won the Corrales. Hudson Swafford. Mm-hmm. Since his win, he's finished 110th and 142nd.
Yeah, he's actually below that gun guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Just got a weird feeling.
And he has a win.
Yep. This year.
Just a random.
Going back to warm temps.
Yep.
Smart.
Good and
just
random.
Just got a weird feeling. I think I'm actually picks DraftKings. I might have to go back to old Rob Oppenheim. That guy rules. But we'll see.
Yeah, Randy sent in his picks. They showed up at like 9:01 a.m.
Weird.
Yeah, not letting it all day, just reminding me. Through, I guess the algorithm got punched in and spit out 109, 27, and 39. 109 is Zach Suker.
Haven't heard him for a while.
Suchet.
I don't know what it is.
Sucker, whatever you want to call it.
Suture.
Suker. It is Suker. But
like Jason Zucker.
That's Zucker.
Okay.
Well, this is Sucher, and that's Zucker.
Right.
All right.
Right.
27, Eric Dugas.
Oh, boy. This is Randy's week.
Sounds like a guy.
That's a name. 39, Will Gordon.
Okay.
So, and I mean, if COVID strikes, 31, Taylor Funk.
Yep.
I believe it's Fred Funk's son.
That's
Fred
correct.
Funk's
they won.
Also playing in it.
Yep.
Both Funks are playing?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's both Schneider Jans are playing too.
That's right. How come the brother doesn't have a picture?
I don't know. He's better than Ollie.
I mean, your hate for Ollie is next level.
Well, because the guy got drunk. The guy got drunk when he came on the pod.
And then didn't retweet.
Yeah.
Because he didn't remember he was even on the pod probably.
Yeah.
And then 123, Christopher Ventura. Like, that guy's nickname's Ace, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or do you go against it because maybe he doesn't have a hole-in-one?
Maybe that makes him Ace, like tiny and for big guys.
Yep. Well, those are his picks.
And that's it.
Zucker, no. Sucker, no. Suker.
There you go.
Dugas and Gordon.
Dugas.
Wow. I mean, what a crapshoot of a tournament this is going to be for picks.
I love, these are the best DraftKings picks or tournaments.
That's why.
You get six out of six.
Wait, hear my next proposal for next year's picks.
Is it to do DraftKings the whole time?
Well, that, but also you can't pick anyone in like the top 100. You just got to take like the duds of every tournament.
I do mind it. I think DraftKings helps even out because then we have six guys all at differing skills. So you can have different
teams. Yeah,
that was
my initial.
I'd be okay with one guy in the top 50 and then two guys outside.
Yeah, if we do it DraftKings-wise, then we can all post our DraftKings teams to social media and everyone can just have at it. We'll start our own three-person thing. And
we have to
be
free. Good at it, though.
It'll be free.
I just like that it like, tracks birdies and we're not going on.
Yes, because you get bonus points for where they finish.
Yeah.
It's all about where you finish, though. That's all
about. Not in DraftKings.
You can just see the wheels moving of how he's going to boycott this.
Yeah, he already is. He already just said it. No, it's all about finish.
Yeah.
Kind of is in draft.
We'll
Kings
see.
Too.
I guess I'll just take Phil every week.
I mean, he should be like wanting it to change up because his name is not on the trophy in 3 years.
Yeah. Guy reeks. All right. Well, hope everyone enjoys the Bermuda this week. and then Houston Open, then Masters. Tail, home stretch.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Tail end of this little run we have. So that's it for us. We'll be back next week with episode 138. Until then, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse.